just starting off with, and you really touched on it, the whole situation this week with the gun bills. Looking back, and Kirk asked a good question about that. How do you think that will affect things as they proceed now between the two parties?
Well, just let me say, it really wasn't about the gun bills. What it was really about was the position that the majority party, the leader, put us in when they said they will tell us ahead of time what bills will be debated a day ahead of time so you can file amendments, because you got a deadline of the day before to file amendments. And then all at once, the day we go in, that this came up, we're going to debate these, a resolution on the amendment, Second Amendment, and a gun bill on carry and so forth. So that was the reasoning, I think, that we went. Now, it was the gun bills that were going to come up. It could have been another bill, but it happened to be the gun bill. So, you know, it's obviously something we were going to be prepared to debate. There's a lot of, passionate feeling on both sides of that issue. So we know there's going to be a lot of debate. We did come back, I think it was 4 hours or so, we did come back and we did debate the bills, and they passed largely on party line vote. But I don't think it's going to have a long-lasting effect on getting things done. I think probably the minority leader is going to think twice when he gets the list from the majority leader about what's going to be debated. And, in fact, he's already directed his caucus to whatever's on the blue calendar, be prepared. Get your amendments in, be prepared to debate. So that's what we're trying to do, is take that route now and be ready.
Do you think that if it had been they came forward on a Tuesday and said, we're going to do this tomorrow, where you guys have...
Sure.
Do you think there would have been that situation where you guys would have left?
No. No, I don't think so at all. We would have been there. We'd have known ahead of time. We'd have probably said, well, wait a minute, were we going to take up divisive issues this year? And that would have been part of our debate, probably. But we would not have probably had an off-campus caucus as something of a statement.
You mentioned the one bill is still there. Do you expect any other types of these divisive issues to come up?
No, because committees, the funnels are done now, and there's only three that are out. So I think the preemption bill that is the one that's left, it'll probably come up. Hopefully we'll know a day ahead of time.
Where did you spend your 4 hours that day?
Well, I don't think we're free to say, but it was off campus.
The only other thing I wanted to touch on, you mentioned it early on with the economic development bill. You didn't like what went out of the House. Why not?
Right. Well, because, frankly, there was a cut from last year's measure of $7 million. Just if we just kept things status quo, we wouldn't have cut $7 million. Plus, the governor, is of their party, and he's come out with this new economic development plan that requires some money. I mean, some real money. We're talking about $25 million in this case, just in this budget, and they didn't even put that in. Their own governor's recommendation to have, hey, give me this money so we can get this started, start doing economic development on a bigger scale, get jobs back in this state. They didn't do that either. So that's basically the reasons. And it just underfunds things. You know, things like tourism, things like Iowa workforce development, probably gives it more impetus to take these down to 5 field offices rather than what we got now. We've already lost one in Lee County, potentially losing the second one in Lee County if they go along with that. So that's the reason I think almost all Democrats voted against it.
Actually, Senator, what do you think will happen with that bill, the economic development bill, when it gets to your chamber?
I really don't know at this point. The workforce offices is so critical, I believe, and then to have the funding not be there. I don't know really what's going to happen with that whole thing.
Are Democrats in the Senate going to push to get that additional money into economic development?
Oh, we will, because that's what's all about. If you're going to create jobs, you got to do those things. And so we'll be pushing for it, and I'm sure we'll wind up in conference committees trying to sort the whole thing out. And so it depends on who's the best negotiator.
Do you think the governor could actually come and help Senate Democrats get more money into that bill?
He may. I mean, he may work behind the scenes and not be visible out front about it, but I'm sure he'll be talking to the House Republicans and saying, wait a minute, guys, this is one of my main things I want to do, and I want to create jobs. You know, he said that. He wanted to create 200,000 jobs in his four-year term. Well, here we're in the second term, and that's not really happening. In fact, we're in some areas we're losing. You know, like we won't replace the highway patrolmen that leave. We aren't replacing correction officers when they leave. So we're really kind of slipping instead of adding. Now we've got a few bright spots. Simmons up here have added. I don't know how many they've added since in the last couple of years, but they've added people. The new fertilizer plant that looks like it's going to go. They've approved some federal monies or state monies to help economic development monies, and that they're talking 165 jobs there. But there's a prime example why we can't cut our community college funding, because the people that's going to work there is going to have to be highly trained, and I'm just, the majority of those jobs would be high-tech stuff. People are going to have to understand pressures and gauges, and all, because that's what it's all about. So we have to fund the colleges so they can do that. So education's got to be properly funded, and the economic development stuff has to be funded, because we know that there's, you know, it's just sitting out there, all those high-tech jobs waiting for somebody to fill them. And how you do that is educate the people.
The only other thing, finally, is what was your reaction to when the House Democrats decided to go off campus for their caucus? What was your response?
Well, I was almost shocked that the Speaker and the Majority Leader over there brought those bills even up. Because they had said and shook hands, I guess, with the Senate and agreed, we're not going to go there this year. We're going to do the necessary stuff, and we're going to leave early. And then to throw those out there was like, you don't remember what you agreed to, and so it just creates a drag on it, because chances of that. That kind of stuff passing in the Senate is almost zero. I haven't read the bills, but just what I've got, you know, what I've gleaned so far is this is crazy stuff. I mean, you don't just turn some people loose out on the street with guns, and you know, I don't know if it speaks to if you draw first or what, but that was the old Wild West deal, as you prove that they drawed first, but. This is just if they threaten you, my guys.
Right.
And there's people, I know they're trying to screen them out there through the gun permit process, but you don't know who you got out there really carrying those guns, and so it's a pretty scary situation. And I don't think we want to open that up. And it's putting it into the Constitution. Why do you need it in the Constitution? And one of the comments was, well, we don't want judges legislating gun laws. Well, judges aren't going to legislate gun laws. They're going to rule on what's there, and so, there's some weird thinking out there.